and suddenly I realized just how serious this crisis had become. Drover's lip began to tremble.
Oh my gosh, I just know the coyotes ate him.
Trust me, Drover, the coyotes didn't eat him. I'm telling you, he's planned the whole thing to disrupt our lives. It's exactly the kind of nasty trick a cat would think of. No dog would ever stoop so low. Drover glanced around with worried eyes.
What'll we do?
We'll find him, Drover. We have no choice. Don't you see what he's done? He has robbed our lives of all meaning and purpose. Without Pete, gloating is pointless. Without Pete, scraps are mere scraps. Do you want to go on living like that?
I don't think I could stand it.
All right, then let's find him and put our lives back together. We continued our search. We checked the tool shed, scrap pile, and the chicken house. The chicken house was fun. We woke up 27 head of brainless chickens and left them in squawking disarray. But no Pete. Again, I tried calling.
Pete, this is the security division again. We've got units all over the place. Ranch headquarters is surrounded. There's no way out. Give yourself up before this deal gets out of hand.
Drover was getting more worried by the second, and I was getting madder. If at first you don't succeed, raise your voice, right? I did that. I screamed and yelled, threatened, and even foamed at the mouth. Nothing. Not a sound. Drover was almost in tears by this time.
This is awful. Maybe you ought to try calling in a nicer tone of voice.
I stared at the runt. What? A nicer tone of... Drover, that is the dumbest thing you've ever said. He's a sneak. He's a cheat. He's a crooked little cat. I will never... I gave it some thought. Okay, it might work. Anything to get our lives back. I'll try nice, Drover. But if you ever breathe a word of this to anyone...
My lips are sealed.
They better be. I'm putting my whole career on the line for this. Do I dare reveal this next part? It's gonna be pretty shocking, but...